This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
An amendment by Jeff Flake of Arizona was defeated on a voice vote that would have terminated countercyclical payments for upland cotton, prohibited repayment of cotton marketing assistance loans at the adjusted world price, or issuance of loan deficiency payments for upland cotton. That amendment would also have prohibited cotton storage payments.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Representative Blumenauer of Oregon proposed capping annual payments for direct payments, countercyclical payments, loan deficiency payments, and making marketing loan gains at $125,000 per crop year. Representative Flake also proposed amendments, one of which would have denied all farm program benefits if an individual's adjusted gross income exceeds $250,000, and another that would eliminate funding for the USDA's market access program. All three of these amendments were rejected.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If enacted, this would result in the United States violating the framework agreement negotiated by the U.S. and Brazilian governments. The agreement allowed Brazil to withhold implementation of prohibitively high tariffs on U.S. exports and provided for a series of consultations that could lead to a resolution of the dispute. This amendment is the latest in a long line of attempts to undermine or alter the 2010 framework agreement achieved by the U.S. and Brazilian government, places the United States in violation of the agreement, undermines the good work of U.S. officials, and exposes a broad range of U.S. sectors to harmful trade retaliatory measures by Brazil on up to $800 million in U.S. exports.